Welcome to the Recovery First Services of Greenville podcast with Mike Todd. Tune in for messages of hope, healing, and transformation as we bring inspiring stories and recovery shares, all helping bring insight to the path of recovery. Now here's your host, Mike Todd.
Mike Todd here with Recovery First Podcast. These are our recovery shares, and I don't really think a whole lot about what I'm going to share about. This is where I come from my heart, and I was thinking about, I just started work with Greenville Tech Collegiate Recovery, and one thing that I noticed right when I got there is we went down the hall, down to the recovery lounge and to my new office and so forth. I couldn't help but see all the peer support certificates and a lot of the names I knew and people who did this in the community. And what an important thing to be doing, because you meet people exactly where they're at. And, you know, you don't tell them, like nobody does well with being told. A lot of us were told when we were out there in active addiction, you need to do this, you need to do that. And of course, peer support, you're trained not to do that. You're trained to kind of talk with people, get on their level. It's an even level. Nobody's above or below anybody. And to talk about what might help them in their situation. And I think about, every time I think about peer support, I really think about like the first day that I really, really found recovery and stayed in recovery. And we didn't have peer support back then. Okay, I'm old. It was October 21st, 1990. It was a Sunday. And of course, I had been out all weekend, no money, living in my car, really just thinking about suicide every single day. And for some reason, I started to feel like, hey, this is really an option for me, because I'm just sick and tired of living the way that I'm living. But I decided to go to a recovery meeting. I got to the parking lot, and I stepped out of the car. And then I was like, I don't want to go back into a meeting and have to tell them that, you know, what I've been doing and that I'd had another reoccurrence and all the stuff, you know, all the pride. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get back in my car. And I had made plans on exactly how I was going to end my life. And as I was getting in the car, there was a guy standing there. He said, hey, where are you going? I think I've seen you around. And the guy's name was Bill O. And I said, well, you know, this doesn't work for me. It never has worked for me. I mean, I've gone to these meetings before. But he said, well, what's wrong with you just walking in with me now? You know, I'll be glad to, like, walk in with you. And he did. He walked in with me. And as we were walking in, I just kind of talked to him about, you know, what was going on in his life. And he said, hey, you know, I got 3 years in recovery, and you know, I lost everything. My grandmother gave me a house. I also inherited money, and I don't have any of that. But he had this beautiful smile on his face and this gleam in his eye that I wanted. And he said, I just love helping people. And I thought to myself, okay. And when I got in, nobody met me with judgment. Everybody, for some, I guess I looked rough. They started hugging me, and somebody gave me some coffee. And, when we left, I asked Bill to be my sponsor. He was my first sponsor. And, I say this because Bill was there, and because those people put those chairs out, and because somebody was there to make the coffee, and because somebody was there to open the building, I get to walk into Greenville Tech Collegiate Recovery and help students. And I'm just really, really grateful for that. We're going to have more of these recovery shares. We're going to talk a little bit about everything. Producer Todd is getting everything set up, all the websites. Been about a year since we've done this, but I'm back in the saddle and very grateful to be doing what I'm doing and grateful to be helping the recovery community again, and look forward to doing a lot more of these.